But her advice to me at Yale graduation was follow your bliss. And I, of course, was hoping for something more specific, like, you know, plastics, something. But in retrospect, what, plastic? You like plastic? All right. In retrospect, follow your bliss was pretty good advice. My mom didn't coin the phrase. It's actually a professor at Sarah Lawrence College named Joseph Campbell did. My mom had actually seen it, him interviewed on TV, which just kind of shows you our relationship. She was giving me advice she had gotten off the television, which I'm thankful she wasn't watching Montel Williams or something, or Fox News. The What? I kid because they have huge ratings and kill me. The problem, of course, with follow your bliss, I actually think it's very good advice. The problem with follow your bliss is actually trying to figure out what your bliss is, and that's not an easy thing to do. Like many of you, I have a liberal arts degree, which is to say I had no actual skill. And, I majored in political science, which... Yeah. You're excited about it now, but believe me, it doesn't go very far. It means you can read a newspaper, but other than that... I'm not really sure what else. I'd also focused a lot of my studies on communism, which when the Berlin Wall fell, I was totally screwed. I know, it was a happy occasion for a lot of people, but on this campus, believe me, all the Russian studies majors were very down in the dumps. The one thing I knew I liked was television, and particularly television news. I'd watched a lot of it growing up, so I figured, okay, I've got a Yale degree, I'll go and give that a shot. I'll apply for an entry-level job at ABC News, a gopher position. Like, I'm totally qualified for this, answering phones, I'll do whatever Peter Jennings wants. I could not get this job. And it took 6 months, they strung me along, I did interviews, could not get the job, which shows you the value of Yale education.